Welcome to Excellence Around the Clock. I'm Dave Barbers, Marketing Director here at SyncWorks. We do network sync and timing, and our attention these days is on GPS resiliency. And I have with me Helmut Imlau, coming to us from Bremen, Germany, Deutschland. Helmut, thank you so much for coming with us.
You're welcome. Hello. Good morning.
Helmut, you have a long experience in the field of transportation networks and deep experience in the area of synchronization and measurement. In the past, you developed a Deutsche Telekom's synchronization architecture for 5G and mobile front hauling and synchronization services. And today, we'd like to get your expertise on a couple of topics, mostly centered around the CNPRTC network that is part of Deutsche Telekom now. So can you just tell me a little bit more about your background and your long career?
Okay. So in parallel to my work as synchronization network architect, I was involved in IT/OT standardization and timing and synchronization. So in IT/OT, I've driven, for example, Ethernet physical layer synchronization. And during the last years, it was mainly in the direction of the primary clock. So we have developed the enhanced PRTC, the combination of cesiums and GNSS, and recently the CNPRTC architecture. This is something driven by a few companies only. And I've tried to have the network operators together to force such a standardization and successfully done in a way that this year, the first version of this CNPRTC recommendation has been published by IT/OT.
Thank you. So, Helmut, what was the motivating factor or factors that Deutsche Telekom came to the decision to deploy the CNPRTC?
Okay. This is mainly related to resilience. So resilience must be according to service need. So if you make synchronization for a mobile base station frequency synchronization, that's a different game. But if you want to make it for 5G, for TDD, and may serve timing and synchronization for the mobile customer, then you need a high resilience level. And the advantage of the CNPRTC architecture, maybe at the core level, this is relatively flexible. So in the events of any threat, there's no need for active intervention of the operator. That's very important because OPEX is an important driver for network operators. So the CNPRTC architecture is much more robust in terms of threats compared to the old approaches like master-slave synchronization. And the aim of CNPRTC, the goal is to automatically correct many faults that intelligence inbuilt in the network and not made by the operator in kind of or if any problems occur. So all the CNPRTC clock combiner, they act at the same level. There's no higher instance needed. And for sure, it could be combined with the UTCK. So this is to have a robust, to have a mostly resilient network. That's the idea behind.
So if, now I'm not an engineer, so in other words, the strength of CNPRTC is that the strength is spread out over the whole network and there's not like maybe one or two points of failure that can inhibit the performance and the resiliency. Is that sort of correct?
That's fully right. So
okay.
Clock combiner at the highest network level, they act at the same level and their operational impact is not needed for. This is a system once installed and this should overcome many threats.
So Helmut, I think I understand now a little more about CNPRTC and we're gonna get deeper into that. But what is your opinion on resiliency need?
Okay, the resiliency need really depends on the service you want to provide your customer. So if you want to provide timing and synchronization to your mobile and fixed network customer, maybe as backup for their existing GNSS timing and synchronization, then you have a much higher resilience need compared to the situation where having only a few old base station with frequency synchronization need.
So does it not become, because for us in the US, our GNSS is our single point of failure. And the move towards the PRTC is, and I don't know, but I think it's more about just obviously being more resilient should something happen to the GNSS GPS signal. Are you saying that the CNPRTC is the secondary source of timing, or is it? Go ahead.
With CNPRTC, this is mainly a system of clock combiner, and they all having their own cesiums and their own GNSS. That's the combination. So the basis is enhanced PRTC. Enhanced PRTC is basically a clock combiner having one or more on cesium combined with GNSS. And during the time where GNSS is locked, this clock combiner learns about the cesiums. And this information is used for the holdover situation when GNSS fails. And this should work until 40 days. And the very next step is really to connect these different clock combiners at a network, so that they can measure against each other and that they can transfer frequency, phase, and time between. And there are specified four deployment scenarios for CNPRTC. As you know, the CNPRTC is nothing fully deployed and it cannot be delivered right now, but the way to CNPRTC for a network operator is to use enhanced PRTCs at the first step to let them run at the highest network level, then to connect these enhanced PRTC clock combiners with high accuracy time transfer, made for measurement only. And then the next step is to use it actively for frequency alignment between the clock combiner, and the final step is to use it for phase and time alignment. But this is a step for later. Nobody has it. This is for future technology.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to ask you now, what would be your recommendation for sync architecture? And I guess it's not just for the, you know, for Deutschland, but for anywhere. Is that right?
Okay, it depends a little on the size of the network, and it depends on the transport network. If you have to synchronize a small area with a centralized transport network, then you can follow the traditional master-slave approach. But for a larger network, it makes sense to have the CNPRTC clock combiner connected. And going one step further, if you think about what to do in the US, US has two UTCK. This is UTC US and O and UTC NIST, and they could be used for CNPRTC. So in the CNPRTC recommendation G.8272.2, we have an NXA that's about UTCK usage, and this is optional. And if I think about how to do that in the US, it may could the way that the network operators have their own like CNPRTC architecture, maybe regional architecture for several regions, but I could imagine that for the US, the regulation will say, oh, usage of UTC USNO and UTC NIST is a must as backup, or and is a must to measure your own synchronization network. That would lead to the situation that made a network operator have to gather the UTC from Washington and Denver, Colorado, and use it for the network to permanently monitor the quality, may reporting it to a regulatory body. And in case of any trouble, CNPRTC architecture can easily be reconfigured in a situation that may a UTCK at two points of the network synchronizes the entire network in case of any threats. That's the idea behind this Annex A from this recommendation.
So what kind of threats specifically would it protect against? Just okay. Failure or intentional mayhem?
I would say there are many threats to be considered. It goes up to a fully stop of any GNSS usage due to sun activity or anything else. So you can imagine many things. You can imagine terrorist things. You can imagine problems at a transport network. So if you transfer the synchronization between the CNPRTC over the fibers, something could happen. It could happen to the situation that the network operator has only a part of this network available and must reconfigure very soon. And CNPRTC as basis for such a very fast reconfiguration could help for this situation.
So Helmut, here in the US, at SyncWorks, we've been mostly deploying EPRTC and VPRTC. I think in the US, because of size and budget constraints, that's where we are right now. But how will we deploy stepwise from EPRTC to CNPRTC?
Okay, this is something we already have foreseen at the CNPRTC recommendation. So we have specified four deployment scenarios. The first deployment scenario is enhanced PRTC at the core network level only. For the second scenario, these enhanced PRTCs will be connected via high accuracy time transfer. And this will be used for measurement only to see any outliner if anything happens. The third step is these meshed network architecture will be used for frequency alignment. So if you measure several clock combiners against each other, you can calculate the frequency and you can do a frequency alignment. My personal feeling is such a function will be available in near future. And the final step is that the mesh system will be used for phase and time alignment. This will be available a little later. But the important step for the network operators is they can deploy the enhanced PRTC systems now. Then they can deploy the high accuracy time transfer and deployment scenario 3 and 4. This is software update only. And this is the important point for the network operator. The technology the hardware can be bought right now. And with a later software update, it will be available to activate the full CNPRTC operation.
What would your recommendation be for a larger network? Like the US is so much larger than Deutschland. What's your recommendation for a larger network, either for across the US or portions of privately owned networks? What's your recommendation for that?
Okay, so for a network operator who covers the entire US, it may be helpful to have a few regional CNPRTC systems. And I would highly recommend to use the existing UTCK from USNO and NIST. So as specified in our IQT recommendation, this UTCK usage for CNPRTC is optional, but for a country like US, I would recommend to require it mandatory to measure your own network permanently against the two UTCs. And in case of any problems, you can easily reconfigure your network in a way that the two points of UTC insertion will synchronize the entire network.
So one of the concerns that we would have in the US is the cost. And we have private businesses that are looking to the cost and saying, it's overkill, it's too much, it's too expensive, we don't need it. What would you say to those arguments against CNPRTC?
Okay. So the synchronization need is mainly driven by the services and by the technology. So especially for the mobile time division duplex, if one of the network operator in one area has a wrong time synchronization, this would lead to interference for all, and the traffic in the entire area goes down. And this is something you should have in mind. So there's a high resilience need for. And related to the fiber, yes, for high QoC time transfer, IP connections are not sufficiently. You need fibers, you need wavelengths, but the network operators, they do have the fibers. This is only to organize it. And may to require it that UTCK has to be used minimum for monitoring purpose.
Well, Helmut, I want to thank you very much for your time here today. I do appreciate your expertise, what you've done there. And you've kind of set the groundwork for what the US needs to do. And I think we're on that path, but you've already walked the path. So thank you very much for that. And thank you for your time. It's been a pleasure meeting you. I've enjoyed talking to you, and I wish you the best. I know you're now retired and you're still in the game, still active in the industry. So I wish you the best on that, and that you have happiness and enjoy your retirement and your beautiful garden behind you and everything else. Thank you, Helmut.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to talk with you.